الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. إن يدعون من دونه إلا إناثا وإن يدعون إلا شيطانا مريدا لعنه الله. وقال: لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson we will be speaking about a certain type of injustice, ظلم, that is committed, and this type of injustice will never be forgiven. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another type of injustice, zulam, that can be forgiven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in this verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever forgives shirk. If a person makes shirk with Allah, ascribes partners to Allah, associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this dunya this is considered as zulam. And if he passes away in this condition that he is a mushrik, then this type of zulam will never be forgiven. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. So one type of injustice is the dhulam of shirk. This is never forgiven. The second type of dhulam is وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Anything that is short of that, anything that is less than shirk, that is the ma'asi, the sin that we do, other than shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive this. A person, if he has to live in this dunya making dhulam by committing ma'asi, acts of disobedience, etc., if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive this, Allah can forgive it. There is a book called Jibalu Dhunub wa Sayrul Ghufran. We do mountains of gunas, but look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His forgiveness, one flood of His maghfirat can come and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wipe away the mountains of our sins. Then Allah says, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. One thing for us to note here is that there is another type of dhulam, and this is where we infringe upon the rights of our fellow brothers. This is called huququl akharin. If we want this to be forgiven, then forgiveness for this type of dhulam depends on if the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for what we have done to them. If they don't forgive us, then this is not forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you infringe upon the rights of your fellow brother and he is prepared to forgive you, he forgives you for that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Otherwise, there has to be something that is called justice on the day of Qiyamah, intiqam. That brother of yours will take revenge from you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَانًا بَعِيدًا. Whoever makes shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then certainly this person has strayed far. He has strayed far away from the path of haq. This person is now found himself in batil. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِيَّدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا إِنَاثًا. What are the kuffar doing? What are the mushrikeen doing? They are not calling unto anybody other than Allah except inatha. Inatha means females. In other words, they are worshipping asma, they are worshipping names of females, referring to Allat, Al-Uzza, and Manat, etc., which were the gods. وَإِيَّدْعُونَ إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا مَرِيدًا. What are they doing? They are invoking and calling and calling unto shaitan. They are not calling unto anybody except shaitan, who is rebellious. لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah has cursed shaitan. And then shaitan has said, وَقَالَ لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. Shaitan said that, Wallah, from your ibad, from your servants, from your bondsmen, I will definitely take an appointed share from your ibad, and I am going to mislead them. وَلَا أُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَا أُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَا آمُرَنَّهُمْ. I will mislead them, I will misguide them, I will entice them, I will fill within them vain desires and hopes and aspirations. وَلَا آمُرَنَّهُمْ. And then I'm going to command them. And what will they do? فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ. They will slit the ears of animals. This refers to a specific practice that was found right from the days of pagandom, that is the days of Jahiliyyah, and the kuffar continued with that practice of this, which is a satanic practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that here, that this is what shaitan is commanding them to do. وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ And I will command them, فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ They will change the creation of Allah. Some say, what they would do is, they would slit the ear of that animal, and then they would change the characteristics of that animal, and then take it as something to be worshipped. وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ Whoever takes shaitan as a wali, a guardian, a friend, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you assume shaitan is your protector, then that person, فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا Definitely, he's an open loser. He has lost openly. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ Shaitan, he promises you, and he instills within you vain hopes and desires. He entices you. وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا Remember that shaitan's promise is nothing but delusion. There is a verse that comes in Quran, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ When the matter was decided that the mu'mineen are to be entered into Jannah and the kuffar are to be admitted into Jahannam, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ Then shaitan said that Allah promised you a true promise, وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ But I also promised you, فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ But I bluffed you, as we say. I failed in my promise. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ Now don't blame me. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ I can't help you, you can't help me. So يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا Remember, shaitan's promise is nothing but delusion. أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ Whoever follows shaitan, their abode is Jahannam. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ عَنْهَا مَحِيصًا They will not find the place of escape from Jahannam. There is no place of refuge in Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانًا